Griever. Today, you have reached Season 2, Episode 20 of the Leftover Pieces Suicide Loss Conversations podcast. And I'm actually super excited to share this episode with you today. I'm going to be talking about all things clairsenses. And I'm doing this in honor of Halloween. The airing of this episode will be October 31st of 2021. I actually would have released a rabbit hole episode last week as well. And if you listen to my podcast at all, you'll know that typically I don't release rabbit holes back to back. I typically alternate my smaller solo episodes with conversation episodes and do that every other week. But given the schedule, last week being the week before Halloween, I decided I wanted to release a special Halloween episode today. So the airing of this is Halloween. So happy, happy Halloween when you're listening to this. Or I hope you had a happy one if you're listening to this after Halloween. Before I get into anything, I will start by listening to my own self and reminding myself to ask you to please go to Apple Podcasts if you're listening to this on a different platform. And if you're already listening to it on Apple, please rate and review the podcast there if you don't mind taking a few minutes to do that, either after the podcast or sometime this week when you have time. That's how others will find this podcast. And that has become something that's become important to me, is knowing that there's a way for people to find this community of fellow grievers that we also need. So thank you for doing that. I appreciate it a lot. So if you were listening to this episode on Halloween, you'll know the entire week this week, I had my Instagram with a post every day that was centered around the idea of fear and grief being so closely related to each other, and the emotions that all of us feel that grieve the loss of a loved one, especially the loss of a loved one to suicide. And to be honest with you, it was entirely too easy to make posts that were about grief that also felt fearful or sad or ominous. So because this is the culmination of an entire week of posts, and probably I did at least one live during the week, and clubhouse rooms and all the things, I'm not going to make this episode super long, but I did want to touch base on something just enough to either spark your interest to go a little deeper, and I probably will do an episode that's deeper. Well, I'm sure I will. I'd like to have some conversations with some more mediums or people that have gifts in this topic that I'm going to talk about today, which is the topic of clairsenses, or our psychic abilities, which we all have. We all have them, whether we are tuned into them, whether we're interested in being tuned into them. Those are two different things, but we all have them to some sense. So it's the idea that, think about the times that you think to yourself, I just know this, or something flashes through your mind that feels kind of like a daydream, but it also feels like it's ominous, as in you've seen something that's either going to happen, about to happen, or is offering you clarity on a situation. Think about when you get hit with a smell and you immediately are brought to a place in time or memory of a person. These are all the kind of things I'm talking about. Our intuitive mind, our intuitive ability to connect with spirit. That's where a lot of people want to, that's where a lot of us will divide, will split off. And some of us think, oh, that's just my good mind, or my, they'll say conscience, but what is your conscience, right? That's where I would argue that what a lot of us call our conscience, or, you know, our good mind or our common sense, is something that's actually guided by spirit. It's actually guided by the angel or the devil on your shoulder, which is a spirit guide involved in your life. All of us have angels and spirit guides involved in our life. And whether we know it or not, they're there. And our brain has a way of intuitively dialing into and either tuning these signs and communications out or tuning into them more directly. So for the sake of today's, I promised, simple conversation, I'm going to use a reference and I will link to it in the show notes. It's a book that I own on audiobook. I don't own it right now in print copy, although when I love an audiobook, I always end up buying it in print. Don't ask me why, that's kind of counterintuitive, but once I've listened to it and soaked the information in, if I did it that way first, I somehow like to hold the copy and own it afterwards so I can then go back and reference parts that really resonated with me. So if I really like an audiobook, I usually end up owning it anyways. And sometimes I have a book sitting in front of me and I keep thinking I got to read that. And if I feel like it's interesting enough as I flip through, then I'll listen to it on audiobook. I just realized in the last several years that I do take information in better now at this point in my life in that manner. So the book that I'm going to reference and the person I'm going to reference today for this very simple conversation is a gal named Rebecca Rosen. She's kind of known as a medium to celebrities of sorts, but she's written a book that's a bestseller. She does a column, or at least she used to. I'm not going to say for certain at the time this podcast comes out that she still does one, but she used to do a column for Oprah. So she's well known, but also pretty well vetted as far as being authentic. And I really enjoy her information. I really enjoy her voice. Just everything about her. She actually narrates her own audiobooks, which everybody doesn't do and some people shouldn't do. Spirited is the name of the book that I'm referencing today, and the subtitle is Unlock Your Psychic Self and Change Your Life. Now, don't worry if you didn't get that written down. It will be in the show notes, and I will reference it on my Instagram post that I put up for this episode as well. The chapter that I'm referring to specifically with the next few minutes of things I'm going to discuss is chapter 5 in the book, or chapter 7 if you're listening to it on Audible. It's a little bit different on Audible than it would be in the book. So anyway, it's the chapter on your clairsenses. And so I think I touched the base a little bit on what they are. There are intuitive senses, our feeling or our knowing something that we can't quite explain. And so, yeah, my question to you is, are you paying attention to those signs and signals? And what are they? Well, they're language of spirit, like I said before. And so the five that I'm going to talk about today, and they're sometimes people pay attention to just a couple. Sometimes they do bring in some of these minor clairsenses, but I'm going to list them all and then I'll go back and talk a little bit about each one of them. So the most common clair that people talk about or you hear about or see about in movies is clairvoyance, which literally means clear seeing. It refers to your third eye vision, which, like I said, is much like a daydream. It's much like a vision that, like when you play a little movie clip in your mind, or even just see, a scene in your mind. People that are clairvoyant feel like they see something. Then there's clairaudience. Then there's clairalience, clairaugustance, and claircognizance. So I know I already stopped and embellished on clairvoyance a little bit. We all have every single one of these clairs. Some of them are going to be much more predominant and much more easy to attune into depending on the type of person you are, the type of intuitive brain you already have. So clairvoyance was the first one. I talked about clear seeing and that being used through our third eye, which is that space right between and above our eyes, kind of in the middle of our forehead. Clairaudience means clear hearing. It's our mind's voice. It's what a lot of people call their subconscious talking to them. It's when you actually feel like you've heard and heard somebody tell you something. And don't get me wrong, it's not the same as hearing a spirit like make a noise in a room. It's more what happens in your mind, your mind's voice. So where a clairvoyant person would see that image, you would feel like you could hear what you needed to hear, like somebody was saying it in a sentence. So if that resonates with you and you think, oh, that's me, then you have a more attuned clairaudience sense. Then there's clairalience, which means clear smelling. Oftentimes, people will describe things like, I smelled her perfume, or they'll catch a whiff of, you know, certain baked good and immediately they're transported back to grandma's kitchen. Or for me, I have caught little whiffs of smoke here and there when I'm in some place that there should not be a whiff of smoke. But yet I was trying to connect or reach out to my dad and he's letting me know he's there. So that's a clairalience. Clairgustance means clear tasting. And so it's something that either comes up in your mouth, like in your mind, but you can taste it. It's so strong that you can taste it. And sometimes for people, that's a pleasant taste, like a memory tied to a food, which would be tied to a person or something. Or it can be, it's where that probably, I don't know this for sure, but I think it's where it leaves a bad taste in my mouth probably came from, because there are people that physically feel like, and keep in mind, our smell and our taste are directly connected through our nasal passage. And so quite often people that are clairalien are also clairgustant. So those two, and I definitely have both of those clairs. I'm working on tuning into them more, but as a chef, Those are something that I've always been attuned to, are smells and tastes. And then the fifth one that I mentioned is claircognizance, which means clear knowing. So it's an impression of truth inside of your mind. It's an impression of believing or knowing something inside your mind. Have you ever had that feeling that you just know something? You can't explain it. You don't know why, but you just know. That's your claircognizance, and that's because spirit or your spirit guides are impressing something upon that part of your intuitive brain that they want you to know. Oftentimes, it might be kind of a warning. Sometimes, it's a nudge in the right direction. So, basically, I know all I've done is touch base on these, but it's either interesting to you or it's not, right? But I have found that since losing Alex, I have had more and more interest in refining my clair senses. And I will tell you that just for starters, just to give you a way to think about this, the best way to start, and this is something, I don't know if this is exactly how she goes through it, I can't remember, but Rebecca Rosen does take you step by step through this in her book. And again, it's really nice to listen to it on audio because she guides you and you can take notes if you want, or if you have the book, you can highlight in the book. But she takes you step by step on a similar journey to, it's more, she goes into depth a little bit more. But basically the way to start knowing which clair senses you're best at or that you're most attuned to are to sit quietly in a space of your choosing. And quietly is the key. You want to probably be by yourself, and you want to just sit down uninterrupted and undistracted for a couple of minutes and just sit there quietly, like maybe have a cup of tea or a cup of coffee, and just take in your surroundings. Listen, look, think about your surroundings, just kind of take it in. And after a couple of minutes, I encourage you to then close your eyes and sit with yourself for a couple of minutes. And sometimes it's good to have a notepad on your lap for this, and you can either try to jot down with your eyes closed, or better yet, as soon as you open your eyes, be prepared to maybe write down some really brief notes of what struck you the most. When you closed your eyes and then rethought about the same space, what were the things that came to mind? Were they smells? Were they sounds? Were they sights? Was there just a feeling that you were left with of knowing something about the space or the garden that you were in or whatever? Write down those things. And then Rebecca's book is really good at then guiding you through how to take what you wrote and differentiate which Claire's those came from. And the more we practice and the more we pay attention to these Claire's, and she gives you skills that you can then hone in on, the more attuned we become to our spirit guides and our connection with spirit strengthens. And there's all sorts of great information in this book. This is just me touching base on the one chapter that does directly talk about the Claire senses, which for today's topic, for the Halloween episode, I just thought it might be nice to talk about contact with spirit. And if you do contact spirit or are in contact with spirit, I would be super interested to know in the comments on my Instagram on how and which clairs are strongest for you. And I will share more as my journey continues with how the development of my clairs goes and some of the gifts that come from that. I will also, like I said, plan to share conversations definitely in season 3 with hopefully more than one medium to give us some insight on spirit contact. It's something that I have a lot of interest in because as I also develop my relationship with my other children and my friends and my husband in life, I have a son and a father and grandparents on the other side, and it's my earnest, honest wish to be more connected with them as well. Now that I actually believe with everything in my body that the connection to them exists, it's there, I just spent a lot of years not paying attention to it. And I would like to continue to nurture those relationships with spirit, as part of my existence here on the planet while I'm still in my body. So for today, I'm going to end here. This feels like a good place to stop for today. And as always, I am super, super grateful to have you here in this community, and yet couldn't be more heartbroken that we all had to be here for the reasons that we are. And if you're new to this space, I encourage you to check out all of the things Leftover Pieces. I do host or moderate at least one and sometimes two Clubhouse rooms a week. I also hold a twice a month support group that can be registered for through my website. And then there's this, the Leftover Pieces Suicide Loss Conversations podcast. I do put out an episode every week. Sometimes Sunday evening. Sometimes it takes up to 24 hours, I've been told, to post on all platforms, but it's usually live on Apple pretty quickly. And every other week, typically, I will put out a conversation style episode with somebody in the suicide loss space. Sometimes it's other grievers and other loss survivors. Sometimes it's experts in the field of suicide loss or grief dreams or contact with spirit or things that would be adjacent to the suicide loss grief space. And then the other episodes that I put out are just like this. They're short episodes, solo episodes where I go down the rabbit hole and just talk about things that are either on my mind or that I've experienced and want to share. So that'll do it for today. I'm ever grateful, and you're always in my heart. Talk soon.